Track 6, Lorna Jesty again talks to Bert Bremner, who is the chair of the Norfolk and Norwich Friendship Association, which focuses on the twinning relationships between Norwich and Rouen, which has recently celebrated 60 years of exchanges, goodwill and friendship between the two cities.
Hello everyone, and sitting beside me is Bert Bremner. He's chair of NNRFA. So if you'd like to tell us perhaps what that stands for.
The Norfolk and Norwich Rouen Friendship Association, i.e. the Norwich Twinning Group.
So what have you got up to this year?
Today is Thursday, and on Saturday, the 6th of January, we celebrate the Galette des Rois, which is a sort of French celebration with a special cake. If you find a thing in your bit of the cake, you end up being king for the day or queen for the day. It's a bit of fun, but it's nice to have these traditions. We've got lots going on as well. We've got our AGM coming up in March, but the best thing is in July, beginning of July, we'll have our friends from Rouen coming over to visit us.
Long weekend?
A long weekend. Oh, yes. 5th to the 9th. They come on the Friday, arrive on the Friday and disappear on the Tuesday. And in between, we'll have some lovely times. Probably going to Sheringham, there's a special thing happening on the Saturday. While Lord Mayor's procession is happening in Norwich, the Lobster Pot is having a load of Morris dancers in Sheringham as their annual event, and taking the French to see this traditional English Morris dancing will be a lot of fun.
Have they been to the Lord Mayor's procession then before?
Oh, they've been to the Lord Mayor's procession before they've even been in the Lord Mayor's procession. So it's not new to them. And also, you want to do something different.
I hear what you said to me earlier, how the group played petanque.
Yes, we did petanque in the park, boule in Eton Park, sitting down, picnic and petanque in the park. Very enjoyable, with lots of lovely sunshine sitting out, and some sitting with their picnics, proper picnics, laid out with baskets and wine, while others had just simply something from the cafe. But it was all very enjoyable, and some played the boule, petanque, with a bit of interest, can you say. They were competitive, and others were just learning how the hell to do it, because it isn't that easy. But I think one of the events I enjoyed was the Bastille Day. We actually did celebrate it on the 14th of July in Norwich at a garden party, on a day that it absolutely, the sky collapsed. And part of the fun was going out to the gazebos and pushing the water off them before they collapsed under the weight of water. But we still had time to sing, and sing, especially the Marseillaise. And also, last year we visited Rouen.
Oh, right.
Oh, yes. It was a special weekend. They have the Armada there, which to us is the tall ships. And it was glorious. It was glorious to see the ships, to walk along, to meet up with old friends, because it was just really, really enjoyable. All of us stayed with various people in the Rouen group, and so therefore you make friends that way as well.
So you're staying in their homes?
Staying in their homes. It was great.
And you're eating with them?
Eating with them. In fact, in our case, we ended up, every evening seemed to be another group of people coming round to Chantal and Norbert's, where we were staying. And which, bad for my diet. And
good for your French?
No, they all spoke excellent English. It's terrible, really. And lots of people in the group can speak really good French. And maybe I shouldn't be chair, because it just won't go in.
But if you wanted to join, Would, do you need to speak French?
No, absolutely not. But it would be nice that you wanted to be interested in France and French and Rouen and Normandy, because it's a glorious place to visit. Rouen is so historical and historically connected with Britain and Norwich. So we've got incredible Norman connections here.
Of course, the cathedral.
Oh, yeah. You tell us.
No. I'm supposed to be talking to you.
Yeah. All right. So we've got the Norman Cathedral. We've got the with stone from Caen. I mean, it's not that, they weren't that generous. The people, Saxons, had to pay for it all. And then they built the Norman Castle, which in 2024 sometime is going to be reopened with the original floor level in, upper floor level in, which will be fantastic. And when you think, therefore, we must have Norman genes in us.
Yeah, so do you have any contact with them, with the people in Rouen, other than the visit in July?
Oh, no, the wonder of Zoom.
The
wonder of Zoom. Every month we have a chat. We put on your machine, link in, and we're chatting away. Sometimes they're chatting in French, which is great.
So how much is it if you did want to join?
Oh, this episode, it's very cheap, really. £7 for an individual, and for a couple or a pair is 12. And, of course, students, £3. And if there happens to be a group wants to join, they can pay £25, but maybe one individual from a group could join and pass on all the information, because we do have so much of what we do is open to others.
Yeah.
To join in. It's part of the spread. And we want loads more groups not joining us, but making the connections over to Rouen.
So is there an aim with twinning?
Oh, absolutely. Our aim at the moment is quite simply is to rebuild all the connections. We want groups, businesses, clubs, any sort of variety of groups to get in touch. We want to get them to link, help them to link with a similar group on the in Rouen or that large area of Normandy. And it can be a great success.
Anything coming up this year?
Oh, there's a big one coming up. There's a lovely group in Cringleford. And Cringleford Football Club, Junior Football Club, are organising a tournament. We've made helped them make connections with Rouen and some junior teams. Four or five are coming over for the tournament in the 3rd and 4th of August this year. And they are very impressive. And now the next thing we're going to do is see what grants we can get to help them, because they should not lose out because of it. Would they? We want to make sure it's a financially viable for them, at least to break even. But wouldn't it be nice if they made a little bit extra to go into to their club to go on to do more, because they've been fantastic. Cringleford Junior Football Club.
All right. Is there anything else you're interested in saying while we're having this chat?
Well, it really is one of those ones where we want to encourage people to visit Rouen and that part of and Normandy. It's glorious. What we want to do is get people with the links. We really do. And then, in some ways, we don't have to be part of it at all. We want to facilitate the connections. We want to find out connections. And the people in Rouen search around and then make links on their side. And if it works, the next time we have people travelling from Rouen to do things. And one area I really would like would be to get some choirs. We've got some wonderful choirs in Norwich and parts of Norfolk. And wouldn't that be great to have choirs coming and singing here and then choirs going over there to sing?
Well, I heard the orchestra is coming across, isn't it, now?
Oh, there's going to be something to do with Treorc, a uke orchestra, but it's called Treorc because it's got Norwich, Coblenz, another twin city, in Germany, and Novi Sad players, but now Rouen getting involved. That maybe that will become Quiorcor or whatever you call it. It's a lovely way of linking, isn't it, youngsters?
Yeah.
Oh, and what, Norwich School, some of the teachers cycled over there.
Oh,
and
yes.
The teacher in charge has now arranged for a twinning trip. They're going to trip to Rouen and stay exchange.
Oh,
which is ever so hard nowadays, not compared with the past.
Yeah.
Because of safeguarding and things. But they're doing it.
Okay, I think we're stopped there, and I'll say thank you very much. And you can finish your coffee now.
Well, yes, also, but don't forget, to join, you can go into the nnrfa.co.uk, that's our website, and you'll find a way of joining.
Okay, thank you very much. Cheers.